Good morning, beautiful. Hey, babe, how are you? I just wanted to say something about forgiveness really quickly. I say quickly, but anyway, thank you so much for being open and vulnerable yesterday. I know it couldn't have been easy. Certainly, the daily challenges are not meant to be quick fixes. Instead, they are the beginning of small, deliberate steps of change. Think of a marathon runner or a mountain climber. You just don't wake up and be like, "Hey, I'm going up Mount Kilimanjaro." Like, today's the day, right? No. What happens is you train, you simulate conditions, you increase the distance and increase the pace, all of these different things. So it takes practice before you get to where you want to go. So I just wanted to remind you, don't be too hard on yourself. Don't expect to go from 0 to 100% in a day. Rather, approach it as now that I know what I need to work on, what step can I take daily to being better? For a long time, I had the word forgive, like a big, bold word stuck on my wall in the bedroom, right? And that word forgive was the first thing I saw every day because it's just had a lot to work through. Still do, but anyway. And it was a reminder that I had to choose forgiveness every single day. I would do this by bringing to remembrance whose I am and what God says about me. I am God's child. I am loved unconditionally, beyond measure. I am forgiven. No matter what I've done, no matter what I've done, I'm forgiven. I think that we create our own personal hells here on earth. Let me say that again. I think we create our own personal hells here on earth by not being able to forgive ourselves. We torment ourselves in our minds because we keep pressing play on a specific event, like it's a video in our head, and we just keep pressing play. We keep pressing play, playing it over and over again. It's like watching reels. You know those reels where you're just like watching it over and over again? That's what we're doing in our heads. So now ask yourself, what good does that do me and the people around me if I'm constantly living in the past? Because you know that your brain can't really tell the difference. Whatever is in your mind, it thinks that it's happening like in present time. So you're living in the past. Meanwhile, your loved ones, your children, your significant others, your family, whoever is dear to you, wants you to be present here and now. When a memory comes up, a difficult one, and it reminds you of something that you regret, that is a disappointment, interrupt that thought. Don't let it play to the end. No, interrupt it and just be like, either just stop it, press stop, another video, so you can turn it off, or you can say an affirmation like, I choose to forgive myself. And then, can I just add here that as we go through these days, these 7 days, and you become aware that you are really struggling with something, like it's so overbearing, like you don't even know how to deal with it. May I invite you to consider therapy? Because you do not have to go through this alone. Someone can hold your hand as you're dealing with that thing that you need to overcome. So just think about it. Okay. So this is a great place for us to segment into today's topic. We have talked about our relationship with God, then our relationship with ourselves. Now it's time to talk about our relationship with others. Bear in mind, these last few days, we have spoken about how you are a sovereign being, meaning that you have free will and only you and God know what is best for you. I believe that the people in our lives are there not to tell us what to do, but to help us be accountable for who we desire to become. Now, I feel led to speak about friendships specifically today, because I mean, there's so many different types of relationships. You're romantic with your children, da, 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 all of that kind of stuff. But I want to speak specifically about friendships. Your friends are there to keep you honest, keep you on track, you know? They are there to help us grow. It's a space where information is shared. They are also there to reflect love to us. And they are the people that we can be vulnerable with, and vice versa. But ultimately, whatever you choose to do with your life, that decision should always be yours. Now, a few years ago, it's becoming a while now, hey? So, a few years ago, I was part of a friendship circle. And what tied us together was that we went to the same high school, okay? And I think that was around the time that I was like really early into my whole self-development journey. And I began to desire more from the friendship group, right? So I would suggest things like, hey, you know, what can we do together to help us all grow? You know, what can we do? And then there's the, you know, I know a lot of friends do this, like, oh, let's plan a trip, right? And you know, we're supposed to do something the next year, and then every year it's just passing, nothing is happening. And it's like, okay. Eventually, I decided that I could not invest so much of my time and my energy in the friendship circle. So I chose to exit the group, right? Not because I dislike them. No, I still, to this day, I love them so dearly. Like the thing that brought us together was such a beautiful experience, and that can never be taken away, right? So I also had to acknowledge that I was changing and I needed to be around like-minded, like-hearted people. And I needed that if I was to achieve the person that I could feel myself becoming. So I'll be very honest with you. For a very long time, you know, a couple of years even, I was by myself in terms of like friends, right? So, but I think that was a necessary thing because in that time I gained clarity and I just became very clear on the type of person I wanted to surround myself with, right? Women with a growth mindset, women who dream big. Women who are not intimidated by other people's success, women who genuinely celebrate me, women who speak about me in rooms I don't have access to. They will like sing my praises in ways that you know, women who know that when one of us wins, we all win. Women who talk about money, not afraid to discuss finances, women who can call me out on my BS, women who won't tolerate me playing small. That's the energy I was attracting. Sure, it took me time, but my standard was set, and I was not willing to compromise. So one by one, these women have come into my life and a new tribe was born. And let me tell you, my tribe are warriors. Like, the Dora Milaje ain't got nothing on them. They are doing big things, all right? So, by the way, I don't just expect to be taking from somebody, like always taking. This is a reciprocal relationship. So I also give at 100% everything that I mentioned before, right? That is also my commitment to the relationship. So the question for today is, who are your friends? Has your friendship expired, but you're holding on because of the history? Are you able to grow together? Are you able to be honest and vulnerable with your people? Again, guys, I'm not advocating for you to break up with your friends. Please don't go out and say, Chulu said to break up with you. No. In fact, I believe that as long as you are all willing, there are ways to learn how to become better friends. So the same way you guys are coached, you know, you're coached in business, you're coached in, motherhood, you're coached in a sport, all these things, you should also be thinking about, how can we be coached as friends? How can we become better friends? Okay. So I do believe that you can learn how to grow as friends, to communicate better, to hold each other accountable, to get to that next level and win together. And that's why I have a program which is called Level Up Girl, specifically for friendship circles. So please, what was right for me may not be right for you, okay? And it just goes back to what I was saying about you being a sovereign person. You know exactly what is right for you. So, you know what? If you have to break up with somebody, maybe that's a yes. But if not, and you guys can talk about it and communicate and say, okay, how do we do this? How do we get better together? That for me is even better. You get what I'm saying? So today, for your morning pages, I would like for you to reflect on your friendships, specifically the close ones. Guys, please do not get confused. Don't get acquaintances and friendships confused, yeah? There's a difference. So ask yourself, how is it going? Are you aligned in your values and your goals? Can you see yourselves growing together for the next few years? Have you changed? Are they toxic? Mind you, are you toxic? Are you the toxic one? What do you desire in your friendships? Do you need to have a conversation or check in with them? Check in soon. All right. So in the chat, please share your hashtag friendship goals. All right. And just a reminder, please make sure that you sign your name whenever you post. All righty, my love. Have a brilliant day. Love, Chulu.